All day and welcome to Bradford. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's good to finally be here, and things have moved pretty quickly in the last couple of weeks in terms of putting pen to paper and getting my visa sorted pretty much on Friday, and flew over, well, left Australia on that Friday night. So as I said, things happened very quickly, and I'm just glad to be here. I'm still a little bit jet lagged, and hopefully over the next couple of days I can get back my body clock back on time, UK time, and I think once that happens, I'll be fresh and ready to go.
When did you become aware that the Bulls were interested in bringing you to England?
Yeah, it was probably around about a month ago. I had a bit of interest in, I was just looking after Mum, who's doing it tough, and she's been a bit sick back home in Mackay. So I'd been away from home for 11 years, since I was 18, 19, and I didn't realise how much you miss your nieces and nephews playing their sports and things like that, and spending time with your family. Sort of become used to not being able to do those things. So this is the first time I've been able to spend some time at home, and I wasn't too sure what was going to happen in terms of my footy career. I wanted to come over here, but I was sort of leaving it till next year. And as I said, about a month ago, things started to happen, and as of the last sort of 2 weeks, it's happened very, very, very quickly. But I'm glad to finally be here.
Obviously, you come to the Bulls, who at the minute are in the Championship. Is that a calculated gamble on your part? Are you expecting to be playing Super League with the Bulls next year?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to, to be a part of that and help the Bulls achieve that. I think it's a great competition how they've got their Super Rates, and everyone's going to be keen to either one to stay there, or two to like us, like the Bulls, to get back in there. We've started good so far. We're 1-1, and I wasn't able to play that game, I only just arrived a few hours before the game, so hopefully I'll be fit and ready to go this weekend.
Bulls fans will be wanting to know, are you fit and ready to go, because you've not played for a while.
Yeah, that's the only thing, is getting that match fitness. And in terms of me personally, that's going to come. I know my body better than anyone else, and I think the hardest thing will be just getting my body clock right. It's obviously, when you're in Australia, over there you're sleeping when over here we're awake, and vice versa. So getting the body clock is big, is a very important step, and being able to play this weekend and being able to play on from that.
You've obviously played in England before in the World Club Challenge, etc. Yep. You've played State of Origin, you've played all the big games.
Yep.
You're looking forward to the challenge of the British game?
Yeah, I am. The games I've been involved over here in the past have been great. One thing I love is the atmosphere, whether there's 10,000, it sounds like 20, and I realised that the first sort of, even the game against Halifax when I was with the Storm years ago, I think there was only about 8,000 or something, it sounded like it was, 15 or 16,000, which was great. So that's one thing I really like, and I actually got down to the game yesterday and watched the boys put on a good performance yesterday against Sheffield, and the only bad thing was I just wish I was out there. So I got itchy feet, and I'm keen to go, but obviously getting my body clock right and being able to train a whole week with the boys and learn the plays and get to know everyone, and today I started that with my first session, and things are going good so far.
Has it been a tough period for you? I know you said you've enjoyed spending time with your family, but you've been out of the game. Has that been tough for you to take?
Yeah, when it's your job, and as I said, I've done it for, being in the system anyway for pretty much 11 years now, and not to do that was a big change for me. But as I said, it was sort of a bit of a blessing in disguise in that I got to do a lot of things that I haven't been able to do, regularly for 11 years, and. I'm just really glad to be over here and getting the opportunity to play this weekend and as I said, help the boys and help the club get back into the Super League.
You're going to bring some weather with you, because we've had about four seasons in 1 hour while we've been waiting to speak.
Yeah, I know. I nearly had a bloody heart attack on the plane when we pulled up. The lady said it was 27, 28 degrees. I couldn't believe it, because every time I've been over here before, I've been over three other times, and it's been, 10 degrees and under easily, so it reminds me a little bit of Melbourne. Get rain and sunshine and clouds, and gets dark and the sun's out again, so hopefully I can bring a bit of warm weather, and I know I'll enjoy it a lot more if it is.
And what about on the field? What can the Bulls fans expect from Dane Neilson? What do you bring to the Bradford Bulls?
I'm just, more than anything, I'm eager. I'm keen. I haven't played a lot of footy this year, and I wouldn't have made the decision to come over if I wasn't fully committed to it, and I want to obviously help the boys and and, you know, obviously get them to help me out too, because a lot of the boys have, you know, been in the system for a long time and played over here, and it is a different brand of rugby league, but one that I'm attracted to and one that I hope I can do very well in. So, fingers crossed I'll get the ball rolling this weekend. I'm very keen.
And there's some big games coming up, obviously, for the whole six left, and hopefully win enough to get straight up into Super League.
Yeah, as I said, we've got the ball rolling one from one, but, it's great the way it is, because, as I said, the teams that are up there don't want to go back down, and the teams that aren't in there, they obviously want to go back up. So there's a lot to play for you know, all teams involved, and hopefully we're one of those teams that get to go up.
Are you aware of the Bulls' history? Obviously, one of the most famous clubs in Super League.
Yeah, it's been great. My first day today training, and that I got to see the facilities and all the photos that they've got of the Challenge Cup and the championships that they've won, and that's great to see. And it just makes you feel that, as I said, you want to get back to those days, because the club's had a lot of success back in the early 2000s, and I want to be part of that, and hopefully we can put in a good performance this week and the rest of the Super 8, and then hopefully we'll be there next year.